From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A powerful bomb exploded today in a hospital complex in southwestern Pakistani city of Quetta, killing more than 50, wounding at least 60. There has been no claim of responsibility. Quetta is the capital of Balochistan province, where the ethnic Baloch separatists and religious extremists routinely carry out such attacks. Rebels breached the Syrian government siege on opposition neighborhoods in the city of Aleppo, opening a corridor in the south and marking a major military breakthrough. University of San Francisco Middle East scholar Stephen Zunis tells VOA the rebel advances in Aleppo are crucial.
This is a pretty remarkable turnaround for the besieged rebels. Somehow they were able to get no less than 30 different armed factions to cooperate in breaking through this siege and taking over this heavily fortified military area, including an artillery school and a major base.
Zunis says the battle for Aleppo, which is Syria's largest city and former commercial heart, is pivotal in the Syrian civil war. An estimated 1 million or more people filled the streets of Istanbul Sunday in a show of solidarity with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan after last month's aborted coup. There were also pro-Turkish government demonstrations in the U.S., where Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, accused by Ankara of being the mastermind of the failed coup, lives in exile, his extradition being sought. Gulen has denied any involvement. Turkish government's crackdown after the failed coup has detained 18,000 people, many in the military. This is VOA News. Mountain communities in two Mexican states are recovering from weekend mudslides that killed 39 during heavy rains brought by remnants of tropical storm Earl. Most of the deaths were reported in the eastern states of Puebla and Veracruz.
Yo soy uno de los perjudicados que perjudicó más el agua.
Felipe Alonso lives in Veracruz, where he says is one of the people who was affected by the water and the mud. He said his family was able to escape, but some neighbors did not. In Macedonia, the government has declared a state of emergency in parts of the capital, Skopje, hit by torrential rain and floods that left at least 21 dead. 6 people are missing, dozens more injured. Authorities said more than 1,000 people have been evacuated so far. Japanese Emperor Akihito has expressed concern about his ability to carry out his duties as he gets older. Akihito's remarks follow recent media reports that he would abdicate in the coming years. 82-year-old monarch did not explicitly refer to abdication in his address. Entire Russian team has been banned from the Paralympic Games in September, punishment for the country's systematic doping program that extends beyond the partial ban imposed on Russian athletes who wanted to compete in the current Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. Russia says it will appeal. Some of the events at the Rio Olympics from Sunday, American swimmer Michael Phelps, the most decorated athlete in Olympic history, won his 19th gold medal as part of the 100-meter freestyle relay. Longqing Guan of China set a world record in winning the gold medal in the men's weightlifting 53-kilogram category. And in women's tennis doubles, Serena and her sister Venus Williams had their hopes for the fourth gold dashed when they were beaten by the Czech team. Japan's Ichiro Suzuki has become the 30th player in U.S. Major League Baseball history with huge numbers of hits.
And it's off the wall! 3,000 is in right field, and Ichiro is racing for third! And he's done it! He's climbed the mountain! A triple!
Rich Waltz making the call for the Miami Marlins, Suzuki's team, as they beat the Colorado Rockies on Sunday. Suzuki is the fourth player born outside the U.S. to become a member of the 3,000-hit club, Suzuki joining Roberto Clemente, Rod Carew, and Rafael Palmeira. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.